Proclamation number 7146, dated the June 17th, 1958. Every soul starts its earthly progress consciously. Many of you are not aware of the fact that their souls started their final incarnation entirely volitionally, and that the knowledge of their earthly course of life was not withheld from them before they were allowed to embody themselves. But this knowledge did not stop them, since they also recognized the opportunity to thereby end an excessively long state of torment, and therefore did not hesitate in starting their path across Earth. That their past memory was then taken away from them had to happen to safeguard their freedom of will, but that the human being on Earth is experiencing this or that situation shall always be his proof that he had not rejected it earlier, despite having been shown all his circumstances, his destined course of life, for he would not have been compelled to take this path had he not agreed to it himself. Although no one on Earth will believe this assertion, it shall nevertheless comfort those who have to bear a difficult fate on Earth. They shall know that they will be accordingly successful, that it could be the last short path of suffering which they will exchange for a carefree, glorious fate on departing from this earth, and they shall always remember that their time on earth won't last forever. Indeed, many people will fail even though they have been willing to complete this short earthly life successfully. But no one will lack strength either as soon as they draw this from God by establishing a connection with Him. It is up to their free will, which is not influenced in any way, as to whether they do so or not. The prize to be gained in earthly life is too high as to not require a certain amount of effort. The human being, that is, his soul, cannot be granted a blissful life as a gift. He has to acquire it for himself. He has to fight for the most glorious possession, for freedom, light and strength. He is to muster the will to be victorious himself. And he is able to do so in every walk of life, and the more difficult it is, the greater will also be his accomplished reward. And if only you consider how much effort you are prepared to spend in earthly life in order to achieve a specific goal, which is truly not comparable to the said goal, then you know full well that it is just a matter of will as to whether you apply yourselves to this fight. And therefore you should also muster the same determined will, where far more is at stake than mere earthly success and earthly happiness. And if you always bear in mind that you once had been willing to travel this earthly path, then you'll also draw strength from this certainty and always know that one is walking with you who is at all times willing to provide you with strength, to support you, and who will also help you overcome the most difficult situations in life, providing you appeal to him for help. No human destiny is by chance. It is appropriate to his degree of maturity and good for his blissfulness. And a person will always be able to master his situation as soon as he requests strength from God. But he will have lived his life in vain if he relies on his own strength and thereby hands himself over again into the hands of the one from whose chains he should release himself in earthly life. Amen.